This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. Phil, VK5 SRP, with the news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for November the 28th. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 10th of December, and we will be having our last luncheon for 2021 on the 24th of December. That's correct, on Christmas Eve. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. Our final coffee and chat session at the Shack for 2021 will be on Saturday the 11th of December, and the starting time is 10 a.m. If you wish to borrow magazines from AHARS, you may have to visit the Shack until we work out a better plan. There is insufficient storage at the church. All future meetings will be at the Blackwood Uniting Church, the church by the roundabout. The next general meeting will be the AGM on Thursday the 17th of February, and the starting time will be 7 p.m. for 7:30. There is a lot of parking behind the church in a well-lit car park. I know many of you were impressed with the talk at the last general meeting by Peter O'Neill, and Greg has recorded this meeting. We should be able to show this at one of our Saturday morning sessions next year at the Shack. Visit Peter's website sometime. I will send out the URL in the weekly email because it's a little bit complicated. Other dates to keep in mind. Pat has booked the 16th of February 2022 with the Marion RSL for our January picnic. Keep that date in your diary. This will be the third year we've used this venue, and if you have children or grandchildren, they will enjoy playing in the outdoors on that day. If you bring children, please bring cricket equipment or similar. There's a vast area of grass to keep them amused. The price is $15 per person, and children under 12 years of age are free. Please book with patstore at adam.com.au. P-A-T-S-T-O-R-R at adam.com.au. And pay by direct deposit. We could also set up a station in the park if someone would like to organise it. No more general meetings until the AGM on the 17th of February 2022. Have you thought of putting your hand up for a position on the AHARS committee? I will email a document outlining the duties of those on the committee closer to the date of the AGM. Cheers and 73 for today. Stay safe and keep away from COVID.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night's meeting was very well attended, and it was an excellent presentation by DET, VK5DET, on Codan radios. Now, DET's a real fan of these radios, and he described how he's had very many of them over the years and has been able to program them up for amateur radio and other uses, such as long-distance four-wheel drives in the outback. So it was very interesting to hear about the development of these radios. And DET brought along one, a more recent one, which he demonstrated in front of us. It was a backpack type radio. So yeah, everybody was very, very absorbed by it all. So thank you very much, DET, for that marvellous description of Codan radios. And last Friday, we had to cancel the F-Troop net because the repeaters were being used by the YSEN to control a rally which was being held in the Adelaide Hills. So we kept the repeaters clear so that traffic could pass. But don't worry, next Friday night, the F Troop will be back at 1700 hours on the Link Repeater System. And the next general meeting will be on Friday the 10th of December at the Modbury West Community Hall, and we'll let you know in due course what the subject matter will be on the night. So don't forget that, Friday, December the 10th, for the next North East Radio Club meeting. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you bought lots of new radios on Black Friday. So stay safe. 73s from Les, VK5 KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Some of the listeners may be interested in a bit more information on how we assist with the running of the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. We have 8 observers positioned along the course, which is 1.45 kilometres long, plus another on the start line. The bloke on the start line lets everyone know when a car moves up to the start line. Once the green light goes on, he or she can go when ready, as all cars are timed electronically. When a car passes turn 8, the operator there calls car clear, and the start line op next knows to call the next car up to the line, and so on. The start line duties were shared between Tim, VK5AV, and Steve, VK5GL, who did the majority of the calling, and between them they called 1,709 cars off the start line for the weekend. There were 75 competitors for the Friday historic events and 150 entries for the Saturday and Sunday open events. All drivers managed to get 17 full runs in for the weekend, excluding those who broke down, crashed, or decided to not do a run for whatever reason. Including time lost for crashes, clean-ups, etc., there was a car started every 48 seconds. The fastest time was set by Dan Day, who managed a 50.32 second time on run number 8, while the slowest time was a 1 minute and 14.63 seconds. The total race time for the weekend was 19 hours and 8 minutes. Running the event like this allows 2 competitors on the course at any one time, and it is therefore critical that us radio observers are on the ball at all times, as any incident must be reported to race control almost the instant it happens, in order that the following car can safely be stopped to avoid any risk of accidents. Any cars stopped in this way get a rerun so that they do not lose a time. To the best of our knowledge, this is the only event in Australia that allows 2 cars on the course at the same time for a hill climb event. It may even be unique in the world. Safe to say that our group pretty much has the system finally honed into a very efficient and slick operation. It's certainly very rewarding to be a part of such a great event, which is widely considered to be the best hill climb in the country. We have now decided that we'll hold our 2021 Club Christmas Barbecue at Lake McIntyre in Millicent again, as it is such a great venue and using a site here in Mount Gambier is a bit hit and miss because we are not able to book. The best venues are on the first-come, first-in basis. We will be pigging out on our favourite food starting at 11:30. All visitors are welcome, and that will be on the 12th of December. That's all we have for this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.